Jared Brennan says
Israel would allow 300 trucks per day to go into Gaza, including those carrying fuel for generators in hospitals.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu insists,
"We have a difficult decision, but it's the right decision. The war effort will not be hurt."
Tom Foti, CBS News.
Well, back here in the U.S., the great holiday getaway is on. Millions of people taking trains, planes, and automobiles to their destinations. With the roads and airports already jam-packed, Jennifer Bonham at Chicago's Union Station said she's glad she's taking a train.
Definitely more room, more leg room, walk around, nice, you know, cafe cart that you can sit there and look at the scenery while you eat your food and have coffee.
A massive blow to Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. The company agreed to a roughly $4 billion settlement with the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on the charges.
Binance has agreed to plead guilty to willfully violating the Bank Secrecy Act, knowingly failing to register as a money transmitting business, and willfully violating the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
He says the settlement's one of the largest corporate penalties in U.S. history. North Korea's first military spy satellite's been placed into orbit. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Seoul's immediate position is that it's analyzing the launch while maintaining a robust defense posture with U.S. forces.
Well, many people in a small New Hampshire town are thankful for this guy. Jeffrey Holt's been living in a trailer park. He basically had nothing, no furniture, no TV, computer, or car. He rode around town on a riding lawnmower. When he died recently, a big secret was revealed. He was a multimillionaire and left his fortune to the town of Hillsdale. $3.8 million invested towards education, health, recreation, and culture. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
I'm Tamron Hall.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows like Friends for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Israel agrees to a deal. There will be a pause in fighting with Hamas that includes the release of 50 hostages over a four-day period.
The Israeli government approved it. Hamas then welcomed it. The first hostage exchange of the month-and-a-half-old latest Mideast war, coupled with a short time out in the fighting and the Israeli attacks that have followed the October 7th Hamas attack.
There's going to be a pause in fighting when these 50 hostages are released and 150 Palestinian prisoners. But this pause in fighting could actually be extended if Hamas agrees to release more prisoners.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. U.S. officials expect at least three Americans to be among those released. They say the first group could number more than 50. In addition to that, correspondent Margaret Brennan says
Israel would allow 300 trucks per day to go into Gaza, including those carrying fuel for generators in hospitals.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu insists,
"We have a difficult decision, but it's the right decision. The war effort will not be hurt."
Tom Foti, CBS News.
Well, back here in the U.S., the great holiday getaway is on. Millions of people taking trains, planes, and automobiles to their destinations. With the roads and airports already jam-packed, Jennifer Bonham at Chicago's Union Station said she's glad she's taking a train.
Definitely more room, more leg room, walk around, nice, you know, cafe cart that you can sit there and look at the scenery while you eat your food and have coffee.
A massive blow to Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. The company agreed to a roughly $4 billion settlement with the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on the charges.
Binance has agreed to plead guilty to willfully violating the Bank Secrecy Act, knowingly failing to register as a money transmitting business, and willfully violating the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
He says the settlement's one of the largest corporate penalties in U.S. history. North Korea's first military spy satellite's been placed into orbit. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Seoul's immediate position is that it's analyzing the launch while maintaining a robust defense posture with U.S. forces.
Well, many people in a small New Hampshire town are thankful for this guy. Jeffrey Holt's been living in a trailer park. He basically had nothing, no furniture, no TV, computer, or car. He rode around town on a riding lawnmower. Well, when he died recently, a big secret was revealed. He was a multimillionaire and left his fortune to the town of Hillsdale. $3.8 million invested towards education, health, recreation, and culture. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Israel agrees to a deal. There will be a pause in fighting with Hamas that includes the release of 50 hostages over a four-day period.
The Israeli government approved it. Hamas then welcomed it. The first hostage exchange of the month-and-a-half-old latest Mideast war, coupled with a short timeout in the fighting and the Israeli attacks that have followed the October 7th Hamas attack.
There's going to be a pause in fighting when these 50 hostages are released and 150 Palestinian prisoners. But this pause in fighting could actually be extended if Hamas agrees to release more prisoners.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. U.S. officials expect at least three Americans to be among those released. They say the first group could number more than 50. In addition to that, correspondent Margaret Brennan says
Israel would allow 300 trucks per day to go into Gaza, including those carrying fuel for generators in hospitals.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu insists,
"We have a difficult decision, but it's the right decision. The war effort will not be hurt."
Tom Foti, CBS News.
Well, back here in the U.S., the great holiday getaway is on. Millions of people taking trains, planes, and automobiles to their destinations. With the roads and airports already jam-packed, Jennifer Bonham at Chicago's Union Station said she's glad she's taking a train.
Definitely more room, more leg room, walk around, nice, you know, cafe cart that you can sit there and look at the scenery while you eat your food and have coffee.
A massive blow to Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. The company agreed to a roughly $4 billion settlement with the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on the charges.
Binance has agreed to plead guilty to willfully violating the Bank Secrecy Act, knowingly failing to register as a money transmitting business, and willfully violating the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
He says the settlement's one of the largest corporate penalties in U.S. history. North Korea's first military spy satellite's been placed into orbit. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Seoul's immediate position is that it's analyzing the launch while maintaining a robust defense posture with U.S. forces.
Well, many people in a small New Hampshire town are thankful for this guy. Jeffrey Holt's been living in a trailer park. He basically had nothing, no furniture, no TV, computer, or car. He rode around town on a riding lawnmower. Well, when he died recently, a big secret was revealed. He was a multimillionaire and left his fortune to the town of Hillsdale. $3.8 million invested towards education, health, recreation, and culture. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
I'm Tamron Hall.
Justice Karen Bradley? Little Karen-ish. Well, you know, thank goodness, Dom, when it came time to do questioning of litigants before the court, she, you know, she didn't fluff it up at all for Rick Eisenberg and the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty.
Let me prove your lie,
Your Honor.
What are the rules?
Here's good Bradley correcting, perhaps, bad Bradley. Bad Bradley, the partisan one, she goes first. Play it for the people, cut two.
So I'll ask you if you consider this to be a fair tribunal that will independently and impartially consider your arguments in this case when three justices on this court ruled against your clients and a fourth justice conveyed her predetermined position on the Johnson case is by campaigning on a mantra that the maps adopted in Johnson were rigged and saying she agreed with the dissent in the maps case.
It's interesting when only one justice on this court has, in a legal writing on this case,
actually called this case rigged. Excuse me, Justice, I would appreciate the courtesy of you not interrupting me, and I would like to hear a response to my question.
I will cut a bitch.
Wow. Excuse me while I continue talking in my loaded terms about predetermined. That's quite an assumption you're making there, Justice. Especially given you didn't let the opposing attorneys have more than 6 seconds of conversation before you so rudely interjected.
You know, so often we would see partisan rulings from the prior court, and it was almost like they'd gotten used to it. Like, might makes right, so whenever we say it, it's true. This seems like a very troubling time in the bad Bradley's life. What is it? Karen? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I get that wrong.
Yes.
I think she's really...
apologize to all the Karens out there.
I think she's really struggling with this newfound, you know, sort of judicial minority she finds
minority
herself in.
Minority status, yeah. Life's a bitch sometimes.
And it's like she feels like she's being discriminated against in her ideology in some way, shape, or form, Tom. Well, you know, I was encouraged. I did see the coverage over at The Guardian. If I understood it, they were claiming, at least through their headline and their reporting, Dom, Wisconsin Supreme Court appears poised to strike down legislative maps and end Republican dominance. I like that headline.
That's a great headline.
I
want to read it again. Can I read it again?
Okay, yeah, you read it.
TheGuardian.com. Wisconsin Supreme Court appears poised to strike down legislative maps and end Republican dominance.